This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says the Trump administration notified Illinois late Tuesday it is freezing roughly $1 billion in federal funding for social services and child care. Illinois was among five Democratic-led states to have funding targeted. The governor's office said the move impacts more than 150,000 Illinois children who draw benefits from the Child Care and Development Block Grant, the Social Services Block Grant, and temporary assistance for needy families. Governor Pritzker said the state would fight the move. In its announcement on Tuesday, the Department of Health and Human Services said action was in response to, quote, serious concerns about widespread fraud and misuse of taxpayer dollars in state-administered programs. Although HHS cited no specific examples of such fraud and abuse, Minnesota's child welfare system has been the subject of a widespread fraud investigation that has resulted in charges against dozens of individuals and prompted Democratic Governor Tim Walz to give up his bid for re-election to a third term. Congress is expected to vote today on a plan to extend health care subsidies that expired last month. Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen says his office is hearing from some of the 400,000 Illinoisans who say they are now priced out of health insurance.
It's unacceptable because these are real families. These are real people. These are people with disabilities. They're senior citizens. These are kids.
When flu cases are rising, Sorensen says he's willing to negotiate with Republicans to save health care for as many people as possible. A state lawmaker says he's looking out for people with so-called lifetime gym memberships as Illinoisans return to the gym after feasting over the holidays. Democratic State Senator Chris Belt's measure requires gyms to notify members of any price increases or changes to their benefits. The gyms must also provide a copy of the membership contract upon request. Belt says the law is all about bringing members transparency.
No longer will things be in the fine print. No gotcha moments anymore. You have to conspicuously place the terms of a membership where people can read them, where they understand it.
The law took effect January 1st. This is WSIU.